Seven Lamb Productions presents to you End of All Hope. Season 3, Episode 12, Cobbler.
Of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
It's not much further.
Do I appear bored?
A little.
Just cleaning my weapon. Mia and I were heading to some small town north of the quarantine zone to get water. We were driving on some deserted, narrow side streets. Apparently it was relatively safe, that's why it was just the two of us. I told Jay about it, and he seemed like he wanted to tag along, but he was with Mia's friend Kylie, so he decided to stay back. I assured him I wouldn't be long.
So, how long were you in the army?
Past tense, nice.
Would you consider yourself to still be in the army?
No, not anymore. In fact, I want nothing to do with it.
Didn't like the calls they made?
I had a problem shooting at innocent people.
You should have seen the bloodbath at the zone.
I already saw it. In New York. One pretty.
Still can't believe you made it all that way. And in that amount of time.
It wasn't easy. And I lost some friends on the way.
Sorry about that.
But somehow I did make it. And Jay too. Which is more of a shock.
Why is that? Not able to take care of himself?
I don't know if he would have made it on his own.
Be a friend?
More of a traveling companion. This sounds weird. I looked out the window of the large flatbed truck. There was no weird foliage covering the woods over here.
So, I take it Jay wasn't in the army?
No, we met in New York at another quarantine zone. He convinced me to come this way.
You didn't want to find your parents?
I didn't know if it would be possible, but Jay actually talked me into it. Well, him and Harris.
Harris didn't make it?
He did not.
Sorry.
Like I said, traveling wasn't easy, but now we're here.
Which I find odd.
What's odd about it?
You make it all this way, and you want to leave after 2 days.
I didn't say I was leaving yet.
You're looking for a vehicle.
Well, we eventually have to go.
And your parents?
They're not here.
Neither is Chris, but I'll still hold out hope.
I won't.
But what if they make it to the quarantine zone?
That's a big if. I didn't hold out much hope for them being here in the first place, and they weren't. The house was abandoned, like I thought it'd be.
Then what's the point of coming all the way out here?
There was nothing for me back where I was. Not after ditching my post. Harris and Jay convinced me to travel west, so I did. Although I could have just stayed with Johnson.
Another friend?
You could call him that.
Seems crazy to me to just give up.
I'm not giving up. I'll help Jay find his family now, even though it's probably useless at this point.
I heard what Roger said.
If it's as bad as Denver, then it is pointless.
I don't think Roger would lie.
He heard from another source. He didn't see it.
So you still want to head that way?
I kind of promised Jay. She shrugged and turned her attention back to the road. What?
I, personally, would wait a little longer. When the quarantine zone got overrun, a lot of people ditched. But once it was regained, a lot of those people came back.
I think the chances are pretty slim.
Slimmer than San Diego?
I don't know why that resonated with me. Heading to San Diego at this point did seem pointless. Why risk our lives for nothing? What are the odds Jay's family or friends would be there? If his friends could even make it across the country, would they be as lucky as us? Is there an easy way of getting the water?
Easier than climbing the tower?
Yeah.
Nope.
We were in some small abandoned town north of the quarantine zone. There were several houses in the distance. The whole area was quiet, save for the buzz of insects.
You're gonna have to help me with this.
Mia was in the truck bed between some large plastic jugs. She was unraveling a long hose. Does it reach?
I've done this before.
You know, I'm not too good with heights.
You're telling me this now?
Do you really need me to climb up there?
No, but then you'll have to stay down here. And suck.
That's what she said?
You might be joking now, but wait till you have to do it.
Well, if it allows me to stay down here, I'll suck it up.
Good one.
Mia smiled and jumped out of the truck.
Hold this.
We walked over to the ladder and Mia wrapped the hose around her shoulder. Are you taking that whole thing up?
Nah, just keep it steady as I climb. And don't let it get snagged on the ladder.
Okay.
Oh, and any sign of trouble?
I'll let you know. She nodded and started to climb. I held the hose loosely as she let it up. The water tower had to be over 150 feet. If I had to, I could climb it, but heights weren't my thing. I almost went skydiving once to face my fear, but canceled the day of, instead letting my cousin take my spot. He had a blast, but admitted it wasn't for me. I sometimes regretted not going, but now it looks like I'll never get that chance again.
Hey!
I looked up at Mia.
It's snagged.
Sorry!
I shook the hose until it loosened. She then continued her climb. It took about an hour to fill all 8 containers. The plastic jugs weren't the type that you loaded onto a water cooler. Instead, they were emergency storage containers. They must have been left over from the army.
Well?
We're good!
I held up my thumb and took the hose out. I looked up, shading my eyes from the harsh sunlight. I saw Mia remove the hose and close the hatch. 3 minutes later, Mia was back on the ground.
It's really a gorgeous view.
I'll save it for another time.
Plan on doing this more?
Not really. Remember why I came out here. By the way, when do I get a look at these vehicles?
When we finish.
I don't see any vehicles around here.
Well, if you were up there, you would see plenty.
Is that so?
Come on, help me with these.
We got on either side of the first jug and carried it to the truck. We slid it onto the truck bed and went back for the next.
1, 2, 3.
The damn things were heavy. What happens when this tower runs dry?
I think we have a while for that to happen.
Still bound to happen at some point.
Well, I'm hoping to be gone by then.
Can I ask how you and Chris got separated?
You really interested?
I asked, didn't I?
Hold on. Let me push these back.
She jumped onto the truck bed and slid the containers back to make room for the others.
Chris was at work. We had talked on the phone about the meteors. They were landing everywhere. It seemed unsafe. I told her to get home. I knew when they started listing major cities on the news that we needed to leave immediately. She told me to stay put. So I did.
Then?
Then she texts me. She was stuck in traffic. That's when I heard the first boom. The meteors began to fall. Ready?
Yeah.
Tons fell all over the city. I didn't know what to do. So I just went to the bathroom and climbed in the tub.
Like it was a tornado?
Yeah, I don't know. I panicked. Where could I go?
I just shrugged.
Up!
So Chris never made it back?
No. She didn't.
How long did you wait?
As long as I could.
And how long was that?
2 days. The first day, the scream started. The panic set in, and the streets were chaotic. People running for their lives. I locked the door and blocked the windows.
You got it?
Yeah. One, two, three.
The military eventually made their way in and started pulling people off the streets and from their homes. I remember when they knocked on my door. I was more scared than relieved.
Why?
I think you know why.
After we placed the container down, Mia stopped and leaned against the truck.
They were taking people to the quarantine zone. It's amazing how fast I got it erected. It's like they knew they'd need it. Before those meteors even started falling.
Sometimes I wonder if they did.
I'm sure they didn't fill you in.
Of course not.
I hopped into their truck because I was forced to. As I drove up north, I remembered hearing over the radio that pickup would stop at Fallon Boulevard. It was deemed too dangerous. Made sense. That was towards the downtown area.
Where the ship now hovers.
And a lot of meteors fell. When I got to the quarantine zone, it wasn't long until it was overrun. Roger and the rest reclaimed it, but now... Now I wait.
Don't you think if she'd made it, she would have showed by now?
No.
Why?
I don't know. There were other quarantine zones. Maybe she was taken to one of them. Maybe she's still there, or maybe something happened and she couldn't make it back. The streets were chaotic.
It's been over a month.
I won't give up on her. Not like you with your parents.
Did you see my parents and the military forced you out?
No. Sorry.
I nodded slightly as I headed for the next container.
You think I'm dumb?
No, I think you and I are just different. You gonna help me with this?
Thank you.
After we finished loading the water, we headed into the central part of the town. It really was small. Maybe a total of 15 houses and a couple stores.
Told you there were vehicles.
But do they run?
I don't know. At least I don't know about these.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
You have one in storage?
I have something waiting for me, yes. But I'm not about to show it to you.
You really think I'd steal it?
I don't know you that well.
You know me well enough to ask for my assistance.
And because of that assistance, I offered to show you where some transport was. Walk around and see what you can find.
It's pointless right now. Jay's not with me, and even if one of these cars do work, I'm not about to roll up to the quarantine zone with windows down and shades on.
Worried about thieves, too.
Just like you. But I appreciate you showing me.
Well, if none of them work, I can ask Hudson to look them over for you. Sometimes it's just a battery, sometimes it's more. But he helped fix the buses. I'm sure he could help fix up a vehicle for you.
Did he help you?
No, I got lucky.
I need to ask something. Why are you being so helpful?
You help me, I help you.
Could have asked anyone for help. Why me?
I don't like Travis.
And that's it?
If you think I'm coming on to you, you are greatly mistaken. Not into dudes.
I'm well aware.
I'm helping because I knew your parents.
Not well.
But enough. They seemed like nice people, and you traveled a long way. I just feel it's right.
Man, Mom must have made one hell of a peach cobbler. Mia took a left down a gravel road towards the wood's edge.
See? Plenty of vehicles.
You know if these work?
These don't.
We passed some vehicles that were parked along the street or sitting in driveways. I can't believe there's so many left behind.
Probably because they don't work.
Wonder if it means these people didn't get out.
Or the military came in and brought them to a quarantine zone. There's no one inside these homes.
You've checked?
On this block I have.
There were four houses on this dead-end street. The last one on the left had a large two-car garage. Mia pulled into the driveway, half the truck still on the road.
Come on.
Where are we going?
Gonna show you something.
Oh, you trust me now.
You made a valid point about the cobbler. Over here.
Mia took out another set of keys. You have a key?
Found it inside, hanging on a hook. I also blocked the inside door just in case someone tries to get in. Extra precaution.
Because... Mia walked to the corner of the garage that was littered with boxes and other junk. She moved some boxes aside to reveal a large tarp, which lay covering two motorcycles. Wow, Harleys?
Brand new. Look at them.
They run?
Would I hide them if they didn't?
Where'd you find them?
Here, in this town. Tested them both. They run.
Wonder how they avoided damage.
Who knows?
They're nice.
You kidding? These are electric glides. Whoever bought them dropped over 50 thou, maybe 60. These things aren't cheap.
Have you ridden before?
Plenty. Had to get rid of my V-Strom when Chris and I married. She was too worried about me. One crash and I promised I wouldn't ride again. But now I'll get my chance. And Chris will be forced to join me.
You better hope the thrashers don't come strolling through.
I figure this place is deserted now. Why would they? I'm more worried about people.
Mia threw the tarp back over them.
By the way, if they go missing now, I'm coming after you.
Don't worry. I think Jay and I would rather have a car, possibly a truck, something with a roof.
Hey, I need to get this water back, but when you two are ready to leave, I'll help you find something. Something that works. Promise.
But that was the problem now. I wasn't ready to leave. The more I talked to Mia, the more I thought about what was ahead. Should we continue to California? If I didn't find my family here, would Jay really find his family there? If Chris does come back...
When
Chris comes back, you'll leave?
Yes. I don't plan on staying at the zone forever. It's nice to be surrounded by people and have so many supplies readily available, but I don't think we'll stay.
Where will you go?
North.
And what's north?
Hopefully nothing. I figure Chris and I will head to Montana or Canada, find a nice little spot, and stay there till this whole thing is sorted out.
Do you think it'll be sorted out?
I don't know, but it won't matter at that point. Because I'll be with Chris. We'll be together, and we'll figure out things together.
I wanted to ask her what she planned on doing if Chris never showed, but I decided to keep my mouth shut. I helped her stack the last few boxes, hiding the view of the tarp.
Come on, let's get back to the zone.
Okay.
Don't tell anyone about this.
Your secret is safe with me.
End of All Hope. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Issa Yazdizadeh. Starring Hope Ennis as Ava, Nick Engelhardt as Mark, Adam Jetmore as Jay, Jack Austin as Ambridge, Jody Swenson as Stephanie, Catabel as Madison, Chris Titoli as Teddy and Preacher Smith, Ariel Hack as Mia, Gina Coyle as Kylie, Brett Wilkins as Travis, Gareth Thomas as Sammy, Michael Moman as Roger, and Crystal Hall as Lane. Co-starring Amber Simpson, Amy LeRae, and Robert M. Lamb. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, Eldritch T'Challa of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/Nemesis Black, and Amberlynn Nicole at YouTube.com/Amberlynn Nicole. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit www.7lamb.com for other audio dramas such as this one. This has been a 7Lamb production.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.